This is CPR News. I'm Matt Bloom. Colorado Republicans are blaming a libertarian for their loss in the 8th Congressional District. CPR's Andrew Kenny reports.
Republican Barb Kirkmeyer lost to Democrat Yadira Caraveo in the election for a new congressional seat by less than 2,000 votes. The libertarian in the race, Richard Ward, got more than 9,000 votes, leading Kirkmeyer to say Ward cost her the race. But Ward says it's unlikely a lot of Republicans decided to vote for someone like him.
Look, he's got neck tattoos and sort of long hair. He's right up my alley. No, I didn't steal any Republican votes. That's what I got to say on that.
Ward had one of the best third-party performances in the last half century of Colorado politics, winning almost 4% of the vote. He suggested Republicans and Democrats have a look at themselves before they blame others. I'm Andrew Kenny, CPR News.
The owners of a Colorado Springs brewery who were victims of the Club Q shooting will be holding a fundraiser on Tuesday. Richard and Jess Fierro of Atrevida Beer Company will donate money from pint sales to the LGBTQ plus resource center at UC Colorado Springs. Richard is credited with subduing the Club Q shooter, who killed five people. One of the victims was Raymond Green Vance, who was their daughter's boyfriend. Crews are working to fight a grass fire west of Pueblo. The fire near the town of Rye is 60% contained, according to the Pueblo Sheriff's Department, but it has prompted some evacuations in a nearby subdivision and closed Rye's elementary and high schools. This is CPR News. It's 5:06.